Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
Summer will officially arrive this Sunday. The summer solstice will occur on Sunday, June 20th at 10:32 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The summer solstice, of course, is when the northern hemisphere will be tilted furthest toward the sun than any other time of the year. And it'll also be the sun's highest arc at midday for the year. And it's all because of the Earth's angle of rotation and orbit. And for people of higher latitudes, it's a special time. Yeah, in the southern hemisphere, of course, it marks the first day of winter. I checked my North Dakota Game and Fish Department calendar for sunrise and sunset on the solstice. In Bismarck, sunrise on the solstice will be at 5:48 a.m. Central Daylight Time, and sunset will occur at 9:41 p.m. That's a whopping 15 hours and 53 minutes between sunrise and sunset. As most hunters know from the proclamation, the sun rises and sets about 1 minute earlier for every 12.5 miles east of Bismarck, and of course westward it'll rise and set 1 minute later for every 12.5 miles. That's a lot of sunlight, especially when compared to the winter solstice. Most of us have probably tried to forget, but sunrise and sunset for last year's winter solstice in Bismarck was 8:26 a.m. and 4:58 p.m. respectively. That's only 8 hours and 32 minutes between sunrise and sunset. So enjoy the longest day of the year, because after the solstice, it's going to be all downhill until December. Cultures have been celebrating the solstices and equinoxes for millennia, and in Europe, the summer solstice is often referred to as midsummer. Midsummer celebrations often involve fireworks, bonfires, and feasting. Then on the 24th of June, we'll be able to enjoy a full moon and a supermoon. A supermoon occurs about every 14th full moon or so, and it's when the moon is near its closest approach to Earth in a given orbit. And because it's about as close to Earth as it gets, it'll look larger and brighter than other full moons. So be sure to get out and enjoy the summer equinox. And of course, it's a good reminder of the cycle of the seasons. And if we have a clear sky, that supermoon should be an interesting sight. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.